Welcome to Dairy News. I'm Greg Mills, and today I have with me Tony Dowman. Today we're looking at feed pads. Tony, there's been a lot of increased interest in feed pads across the dairy industry as people look at how they feed their cows. So what are the considerations when you're considering putting a feed pad in?
Well, the first consideration, do you really need one? With the prolonged wet weather in the north of the state and the prolonged dry weather in the south of the state, those farmers are saying, yes, I do need one because we're doing so much hand feeding for two entirely different reasons. People in the south have run out of pastures and have to do a lot of hand feeding, where the people in the north, it's been so wet the cows can't get on the pastures and therefore they're also doing a lot of hand feeding. You really need some facilities to do this continual hand feeding because the areas just get destroyed either because of prolonged wet weather or they just turn into dust bowls.
What are some of the lower cost options of putting a feed pad in for starters?
Well, the design criteria depends firstly on it. This is just going to be a temporary one-off situation where you're going to feed cows sporadically for a couple of months and move back onto pastures, or is this going to become part of your everyday activity? And that will firstly determine how expensive and how robust the feed pad will be. And the other consideration you need to think about is, will I have to feed the cows more food while the cows are still on the feed pad? In other words, do I have to make available facilities so that the tractor and the mixing wagon can be on the feed pad at the same time as the cows? Because if you need that, then there has to be a dedicated laneway down the centre for the feed pad on there for the mixing wagon to drive up and down without pushing all the cows off the feed pad.
So if we're going to concentrate cows at this feed pad, does that mean we've got to start dealing with effluent issues as well?
Yes, it's exactly the same as with the dairy. Any cattle congregation areas require an effluent management system. It doesn't matter what the cows are doing on in the confined area, whether sleeping, eating, being milked, calving, or whatever. Effluent system has to be put in place anywhere where cows are confined for any period of time.
So if I've decided to put a feed pad in, Tony, what sort of surfaces are available?
Ultimately, the best surface for feed pads is concrete because it's there for life, basically, and it will withstand all the punishment that cows and tractors and mixing wagons can dish out. But that comes at an expense. Some people just use gravel, and that's okay for lower rainfall areas or feed pads, which are basically temporary pads to get you through a difficult situation. The downside of feed pads with gravel on it, of course, is that the gravel doesn't last. Once you've got a lot of cows on there and rainfall, the gravel fails, cows start getting lame, effluent becomes a problem again, they're difficult to clean. A lot of people start with gravel, but soon realise that concrete really is the way to go if they're going to use these feed pads all year round.
If we put a feed pad in, Tony, does that save some feed for us? Is it more efficient feeding out on a feed pad compared to feeding in the paddock, what we might have done in the past?
Well, this is the area where you actually justify the feed pad to yourself and to your bank manager if you're borrowing money. The amount of wastage you get when you feed out in the paddock on the ground, you can expect to get up to about 30% wastage, and that includes using, say, hay rings to put food out. They have a large amount of wastage around those as well. When you start putting on food on a feed pad, your wastage drops down to about 5%. So when you start doing the sums at today's feed prices of grain up to $400 a tonne and hay into the $300 a tonne, you can soon start to claw back the amount of capital that you've invested into a feed pad. And within a couple of years, they tend to pay for themselves.
Tony, should we cover feed pads? Is there any great advantage in having a covered feed pad?
A covered feed pad is by far the best option, but it is incredibly expensive to put a roof over it. And the reason why it's the preferred option is, firstly, it supplies shade for the cows in summertime, so it serves as two purposes. But secondly, it means that the effluent management on these feed pads is no longer a big issue because rain falling on a dirty feed pad causes a lot of effluent management problems. But if there is a roof and the rain can't fall on the feed pad can remain as dirty as it likes within limits and it does not cause any environmental concerns.
Tony, we're going to have a lot of cows and a lot of feed on these pads every day. So how do we keep these feed pads clean?
Most of the feed pads are what we call dry scraped, where a tractor with a blade on the back will come through maybe two or three times a week, depending on the use pattern, and just scrape up all the effluent that has been deposited on the pads, push to one side in a bunded stockpile area, and then put onto the pastures at a later date through a manure spreader. Some of the concrete ones may be washed, and you have a few options there. You can flood wash them. If the design criteria for slope has been adhered to, or you can use hydrant wash systems, which will wash it down as well. But then you have to deal with the water that's being generated. So we need an effluent management system designed for that. And you also need a source of water to use to wash these systems down as well. So there's not one single option that you use. Obviously, you can't wash down gravel feed pads. So if you are going to wash down, they have to be concreted.
What's the best management strategy that we can use to incorporate a feed pad into our production?
One of the problems we have with feed pads is that once you've spent that amount of money, people tend to say, well, I've spent the money, I should be using it on a daily basis. And that is not the best management strategy to use for feed pads. Feed pads really are there for supplementary feeding when the amount of feed in the pastures isn't sufficient, or the conditions are such that the pastures cannot be grazed. Either they are too wet and the cows will bog them up, or there's no pastures growing at all because it's too dry. It's just so tempting for farmers to say, well, I've spent this amount of money on a feed pad and a mixing wagon, therefore my new management strategy will be feed every day in the feed pad and then treat the pastures as a supplement. And that is back front to profitable pasture management.
Thank you, Tony.
Users rely on the information in this podcast at their own risk. The Department of Industry and Investment and the State of New South Wales do not warrant nor represent that the information is complete, current, reliable, nor error-free, and they disclaim any liability concerning the podcast to the extent permitted by law. Details about disclaimers, privacy, and copyright are available on our website at www.dpi.nsw.gov.au/legal or by calling 02 63 91 3552.